Carl Herman, Mission Viejo, California. Joe Olson in his driveway in Houston, Texas, waiting for a delivery. Chris Weinert in Parts Unknown, Need to Know News. This is Monday, July 15th, 2024. Let's take a look at our topics and get an opening statement. But first, I want to share this image. This was in the gym today after playing tennis with my brother. And I want to point out a couple of the details here. He's got the Punisher. He's got the FJB edition there. Arrest Fauci, Felon 2024, Make America Great Again. And remember, you are the experiment. But there's more than that. Oops, not going to show me the other one. And he has a little more on the side there as well. Let's go to those topics. Okay, so this show is going to be dedicated for an analysis of the Trump quote unquote assassination attempt. And Jim Fetzer, professor emeritus, founder of Need to Know News, conspiracy realist extraordinaire, and John Carman and Brian Davidson, PI. John Carman is a former Secret Service agent. We spent about an hour and a half talking about that yesterday. And we have a bunch of new developments, and new developments coming all the time. So that's going to be the focus of the show today. Yeah, I guess I'll put in an opening statement. No, I'll put in my opening statement in context to what we did yesterday, because I want to point to some of the data to give one. Joe, opening statement, brother.
Over the weekend I went and saw Fly Me to the Moon, which I'd been much anticipating, and I haven't indulged in Hollywood since about 2000, so about 20 quarter of a century without Tinseltown input. But
That's
I
your
did,
first movie in 24 years, about?
yeah, about I saw the one with Richard or Cavell, whatever his name was, on the kidnapped children. I don't even remember the name of it, because
Yeah.
turns out that it was possible PSYOP infected as well. And then 2000 Mules, which was Kathleen Engelbright, who I've known since 2010. So those are the only two that I've been to a theater to see since 2000. And I may have accidentally watched something at somebody's house on a DVD, but not much. Just don't participate in that crap. But anyhow, so I went to see Fly Me to the Moon. Scarlett Johansson did a great job. I think she's the producer and partial writer of this particular thing, did great acting. They did a lot of product placement because it's by Sony Pictures. So all the TVs made real conspicuous Sony labels on them.
Yeah.
They had a lot of stuff from the big three automakers, Kellogg cereal placements, and replaced Snap, Crackle, and Pop with, the three astronauts. Let's see what else was in there. Oh, a lot Tab Cola. There was a whole just an enormous amount of overt product placement. And amazingly enough, she was supposedly working at a Wall Street firm, and she was expert on marketing, and so that's why NASA recruited her. The storyline's pretty good. What they do is they play that there's two different filmings going on, one of a fake moon landing and then one of the real moon landing, so they can dub in the fake and then kill the astronauts in a burn up return, and so there would never be any evidence that they didn't go to the moon, was what the hypothesis was. And then the guy said, the fake stuff you did is so good, it's going to be better than real, so we disconnected the camera. Well, anyhow, spoiler alert, they ended up playing like it really did happen and we really saw the real thing, so that they could satisfy, the NASA clowns. But the other thing they did is they put the situation in context. They put the national mood, because they mentioned some stuff about Vietnam and how there was a lot of unrest about that. And then they mentioned multiple assassinations, but they didn't go into any detail about those particular items. Another thing they conspicuously avoided was the 1968 DNC convention in Chicago, where over 600 people were injured, 152 police officers are injured. And like I said, they mentioned assassinations, but they didn't mention the government involvement in JFK, RFK, and MLK. So that was kind of interesting. And so bottom line is, I recommend it because it's a good talking point to mention all the things that prevent this from actually happening. And Jim and I did a great video on that back, I think it was about 2022, And it's at BitChute, and you can search in the search engine JOE space OLSON comma Apollo. And it's an hour-long video, and it includes my article that was posted about that same time at Principia Scientific called Perplexing Apollo Questions for NASA. And my stuff covers everything that was wrong with it up until that date, but now there's even more stuff. So I think I'm going to try to get Jim to do a special on July 23rd or whenever it was, that's the 55th anniversary of this fable. And we'll go into some more details about things that have happened since the last time we discussed this for an hour. Anyhow, that's it. But bottom line is, I recommend the movie only because it, with the mood, with the music and the settings and the costumes and the projection of the other media stuff, it kind of exposes how Hollywood is nothing but a advertising psyops for a one world government. And just to put a little bit in perspective, CBS was created in 1927, was owned by Paramount Pictures. And then it was owned by Westinghouse, who's a big in 1995, who's a big war producer. And then it was bought by Viacom in 2000. And then we had RCA, which was created in 1919, which took over the old Marconi Wireless with the stolen Tesla patents created in 1899. And RCA was owned by GE, AT&T, and United Fruit. So three of the biggest monopoly companies in the world owned RCA. And basically, the director of RCA for about several decades was a guy named David Sarnoff, who stole the patents from Philo Farnsworth for television. And he also stole the patents on the Super Heterodyne for AM and FM radio. So bottom line is, we've been run by Jewish thieves for, oh, I don't know, about a century or two.
Thank you, Joe. Chris, opening statement.
Sorry, I had to wait for my screen to turn back around. Think about a lot of this stuff, this DARPA tech of its era and its time, and how it was funded by the Federal Reserve, and it was funded through the New Deal programs, public money, public debt given to private sector people with private sector interests. And certainly for propagandizing the American public and the global population. So, yeah, I think you really have to kind of see what this stuff is and see the first generation of what would have been social engineering and social media, and how it developed, and what in hindsight has been revealed, and then maybe think about what's being offered now. I hear Elon Musk is a free speech platform advocate, and Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever his name is fighting for the people and all this stuff. These guys are involved with Peter Thiel. They've got this the analytics to pretty much whisper everything you want to hear into your ears, all these sweet nothings, all the Q LARP psyops, all this bullshit. Stuff that could be very real, but as far as doing anything about it is complete and total farce. And it's kabuki theater, it's kafabe theater, just like the politics. So yeah, this is really how they justify asset stripping the world and destroying fair value in terms of wages, labor, and resource costs. So, these guys are playing a parlor trick. And I think once the Federal Reserve has exhausted its credibility or its utility, they'll move on to the CBDC and the cryptocurrency next.
Thank you, Chris. All right, let's dive into our topic. Okay, so we're going to spend some time on the show that we did yesterday. And this was the 76-minute video. And I think what I want to do for this is just kind of give a briefing based upon these topics. And we, a grazed deer, maybe, and a dead shooter, maybe. Maybe one of the things that that John Carman, the former Secret Service agent, said is that yeah, this guy shoot anything at all, this deceased guy? If there isn't any evidence of him taking a shot, then I would question it. And the close-up of Trump's ear. Actually, let's go ahead and take a look at that. So I got to do it this way. Oops. And desktop. And I think this should show. Do you guys see this image of Trump's ear?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. So, Jim had sent this, And I don't know what I'm looking at here, but if you have these capsules, and if Trump smashed a capsule into his ear, and like, I don't know, but that is what a capsule looks like. And that picture looks like something that could be a capsule. And it's all, and one of the themes that Jim and Brian and I, let me make sure that I have this again set up correctly, we're talking about is that it was just too perfect of an optic where Trump walks away. But yet what we're shown is as clear as what Joe was talking about, the theatrics of going to the moon, well, the theatrics of an assassination being anything other than from our own government. So the dead roof shooter 450 feet away, Elon Musk took it as an opportunity to endorse Trump. And people who are expert with shooters saying 450 feet, 150 yards, that is, if you can set up for the shot, you're going to kill a guy, because what that means, 150 yards for a pro would be point blank range. Trump's counter sniper team let the shooter shoot before executing him, because that's sure what it looked like. It sure looked that way. And we had eyewitnesses, two of them, say they were pointing up on the roof. And John Carman verified what I'm sure that we had read with the prima facie Secret Service complicity, is that you have three rings of protection. And of course, any tall building, anything that you could fire a shot, anything certainly within 500 yards would be covered entirely. And that the protocol would be, if somebody got through the security and you had a guy up on a roof with a rifle, you would just take him out. But instead, so the counter sniper team just watched. And then after he took like 3 to 5 shots, then what we're shown is that they killed him. Now, the new Trump optics is that we have these photos of Trump and the fight, fight, fight. And we took an opportunity to talk the history that this shit is real, JFK, RFK, MLK. We took a look at corporate media and the tragic comedy of them trying to belittle what happened. Like, ooh, Trump fell down. And then the idea of Vincent Fusca, that let me go ahead and pull this one up here, is that this dude, we covered this 4 years ago, and both he and this whoever PSYOP actress playing his wife happened to have the same facial physiology of JFK Jr. And Vincent is to conquer. Fusca means the dark. And then we have Vincent Fusca's partner having the same, let's see, let's take a look at, where is the money shot picture here? Their faces next to each other. Here we go. Vincent Fusca's partner and Carolyn Kennedy. I mean, I can't make an argument stronger than that. So I was left with what we talked about yesterday. Jim said it certainly looked like a false flag setup. And Brian Davidson pointed out to the same details as the Secret Service agent. And Brian was saying that he was getting all the primary source data that he possibly could before that stuff is scrubbed on the internet. And for me, just the presence of that Fusca character there. And then there's more video. I don't know if we have it in the topic for today. I might have gotten that this morning, or I could put it in. Of some of the characters, there is a woman behind Trump who is she's wearing a black baseball hat. No reaction to the shooting. As soon as the fun starts, she gets a little smile, pulls out her phone, and records. That is interesting. So there's a lot going on. I don't believe any of the official story. And if I had to make a conclusion for this, is that the deep state again is fatally, you can't do it to me, is bleeding out. For the Dems and an official assassination attempt, that optic is there in the public. They can't take that back, and we'll see what else falls out from it. All right, that's what I have to say about that. Joe, your comments, brother.
Well, in 1912, Teddy Roosevelt was making a campaign speech, and a communist assassin jumped up and shot him. He ended up having a notebook in his pocket, which partially stopped the bullet, but it still ended up close to his heart. He spent the next 2 months in a hospital bed, and he still managed to get 25% of the popular vote, which gave us Woodrow Wilson with 39% of the popular vote. So this is not an unusual situation happening in the United States, that a political candidate gets taken out by a communist. And I believe McKinley was also shot by a communist. And I'm trying to find Taft. I don't remember exactly how Taft died, but anyhow. So bottom line is, yeah, that's how we ended up with all of this bullshit. And interestingly enough, today Musk tweeted that the FBI, who's in charge of the investigation, can't open the little 20-year-old kid's cell phone data. So I put a comment in one of the blog sites: feral cops baffled by crook's cell phone. And another thing is starting to come out that possibly crooks are Jews, and maybe this family of crooks are Jews. So, you know, until that's verified, I'll just put it in as a potential to watch, and we'll talk about it more in depth on Wednesday. Hopefully there'll be more information. But yeah, that's what we're dealing with, kids. Continuation of government. Ann Vandersteel just tweeted something out, and she said that's exactly what they've got planned. They're going to declare a national emergency, and if it's not this event, there'll be some upcoming event that'll be a national emergency, and then they'll say we can't hold an election during a state of emergency. So everybody's going to be on lockdown. So enjoy your life while you still can, because it looks like they're fixing to pull the plug on the whole damn comic U.S. psyops.
Thank you, Joe. And Taft, he ended up landing on the Supreme Court as a justice, and I think he lived until 1930. And let me give the punchline of what I was seeing in the show that I forgot to talk about, is that I think there's going to be more. I think that they're going to orchestrate at least another attempt on Trump's life, and they may even fake killing Trump. Or we talked about the idea that we've been discussing for years, even up to the 2020 election, because I didn't see Biden as a viable candidate at all. They may have Biden assassinated, or at least to show us that and blame it on MAGA, or assassinate Obama and blame it on MAGA. So we shall see. Chris, your comments, brother.
Yeah, I agree. I said something like this about 6 years ago. The whole point of pinpointing everybody with social media and precision propaganda and behavioral insight teams is to provoke this very situation. This Trump thing, it will maximize engagement. It will get people picking a side, one side or the other, or joining in and providing their opinion, whether they know what they're talking about, even watch it or even care or not. It's something that is very much been orchestrated, in my opinion, for this very response. And as you say, they'll probably will do shoot the guy with the Biden mask, and then they'll say we have to lock it all down because America citizens can't be trusted with, you know, weapons, and they're on a state of emergency or whatever bullshit they want to say. This theater is all about them justifying their real agenda, their real goals, and using this as the casus belli, or the raison d'etre, let's just say, for these agendas. 9/11, for example, they had all these things they tried to put in after Waco and after Oak City bombing. Joe Biden wrote the first Patriot Act, if you remember, and it got shot down quickly. The American public wanted to lynch this man. You know, so they needed the 9/11 type thing, a Pearl Harbor type event, to do what they had to do for the full spectrum surveillance, the surveillance capital, the technocratic feudalism, the whole thing they have in store for us and they're trying to deliver. So, yeah, I think the COVID lockdown warp speed agenda was very much the same thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, people are picking sides in this baby face and heel kafabi script, and fighting to the death over it, which is exactly what these robber barons want. They want us doing their dirty work for them. And it's the same situation that we were facing in the 1912 era, too, if you think about it. You know, they put Wilson in knowing that he'd be the guy that brought in the Selective Service Act, World War One, the Federal Reserve. They knew damn well what this was, and they brought it on for this reason. So, yeah, this is all just a script to justify the impoverishment and the asset stripping of the working poor. And what better way? You know, and the sad thing is the working poor will actually look up to these offerings as some sort of savior, or in despair, the only option that they can see that will help them. And they'll fight to the death to defend something that really is betraying them on every front.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead, Joe.
I found the note that I should have taken ahead of time. It was McKinley who was shot in 1901, and he had just recently selected Teddy Roosevelt as his vice president because Roosevelt was approved by the Roosevelt family and the Rockefeller family, which they were cousins, and the Rothschilds. So bottom line is they managed to get their guy into office without him being elected. He had previously been the chief of police for New York City, and then he was governor briefly of New York, and then they took him out of the governorship and put him on a VP ticket. So Teddy got into the office by assassination of his president, and he got deprived of being in the office by attempted assassination, and both of them were by communists. So bottom line is, we've had these same influences from Eastern European mafias running our country indirectly through their multiple layered crime syndicate.
You know, another thing I'd like to point out.
They created the Secret Service to protect the president after the McKinley shootings. There you go, kids.
Another Teddy Roosevelt gem is he created the FBI proper, putting in one of Napoleon Bonaparte's grand nephews as its first attorney general, Charles Bonaparte. So, yeah, this is all a Masonic script. It's all theater. It's all to do this. Think about Teddy Roosevelt getting his fame for trust busting Standard Oil. He made it 20 times more profitable and limited its liability by, you know, thousands of percentages. So this is really, you know, them delivering something under the guise of the citizens' benefit, but it's truly for the benefit of the robber barons. You know, these are all cadets and peerages of the British crown and the crypto Jews that we talk about, the Zionists. So all these guys are working towards that as their end game. And all this occultic stuff is their real belief. And whether they come out and play with the big three Abrahamic industrialized religions and profess to swear fealty to that, ultimately, at the end of the day, these guys are all doing this occultic bullshit that we are trying to expose in private. And at the end of the day, I think you really have to see this for what it is, because these guys are just fucking with you. It's like duper's delight.
Yeah, yeah. And then Teddy may have been taken out himself. He died in 1920. So he may have been considering, or he may have been perceived as a potential political threat and taken out. Joe.
Yeah, he wrote an incredible book about the river down in Brazil. I don't remember the title of it, but a perilous 900-mile voyage down an uncharted river in the largest uncharted river at that time in South America, proving that he was a very real man's man. But let's also don't forget that when the NSA was created, who was the first appointed director of the NSA? Oh, that would be Marcus Wolf. And who was he? He had been the director of the East German secret police Stasi for decades. And he was brought to America by Baby Bush to set up our NSA to be a mirror of the most evil police state in all of the Soviet Union. Absolutely disgusting. And nobody made us think about it at the time. It's like, well, we need to be protected. God, unbelievable.
Same stories over and over and over again. All right, so new developments, or at least new as of my putting the show together last night and a little bit this morning. So Candace Owens calls BS on the Trump detail, and I want to play a couple of minutes of this just because I like Candace's spunk on this, and I think that she reflects where
we're
at.
Hey, I'll see you on tour in Las Vegas, Chicago, and Grand Rapids. Here's what Candace Owens has to say about it.
I've got to be kidding. Let me say something right now. Take this to the bank, okay? That person was allowed to scale that roof. Okay. I am not some individual who's trying to assess situation and have never been around the president of the United States. While Trump was in office, okay, I was around him a lot. And let me tell you something. The Secret Service, there is no person that can get around the perimeter of the Secret Service where Donald Trump is without them being aware of it. I am not kidding when I say that my husband once almost got shot by the Secret Service because he came down a staircase. I was speaking at the NRA, and he snaked in and came down. They didn't know who he was. And they were like, freeze, 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 freeze. Like, we will shoot you right now. So you're telling me that guy walked up and was trying to get the attention. The Secret Service saw him. And he's pointing and he's saying, this guy's got a gun. This guy's got a gun. And they're pretending they don't know what's going on. I mean, am I crazy? Do you guys actually believe this was a failure in intelligence? All of these Secret Service agents crawling around and you don't think just what that guy said, that is common sense. Okay. They're trying to now tell us that common sense is a conspiracy. That is the new thing that they're trying to tell the public. Common sense is a conspiracy. You're telling me this guy was able to walk up with a rifle in his hand and scale a roof, and you don't think the Secret Service, and let me tell you, they get there days before. Let me tell you how a security apparatus is supposed to run. Days before, they get in and they look at every possible angle in which somebody could hurt the president, okay? And I'm not even talking about once you get to the Secret Service. I'm talking about if you just have security in general, before you speak, they will go, okay, this is the stage. Okay, let me tell you, that right there is a problem. They'll mark that as a spot. That right there is a problem. That part, we need to know who this person is. They'll knock on doors. Okay. They got to figure out every possible angle that any individual could potentially get on a roof. Because you know what? This has happened in the past. People have been shot from roofs. People have been shot from windows. There is a 0% chance.
Yeah. All right. That gives a good idea of the flavor of Candace Owens. And then I like this here. I'll play this.
Take a look at what happened over. Take a look what happened over.
No blood on his hand is the caption. And then these three guys in the dark shirt. Yes, that's Fusca. They're standing up and coincidentally blocked the view of people behind. And I like that guy. The guy on the right just looking around. He's like he's looking to try to find somebody in the crowd. We're about to get the money shot. Fight, fight, fight. And they have like a little puddle. Crisis actor not being able to holster the sidearm. All right, and then we have the officer encountered Trump rally gunman moments before the shooting. And that would be that the story that this guy scaled the ladder and the officer was scared off, went back down. Russiagate suggests Trump staged the attack with Putin's help. They're going to try. They're not going to back down. They only go in one direction. They have to be arrested. Trump questioned vaccines on June 7th. Assassination attempt came 5 weeks later. Pure coincidence, along with Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico. And then State of the Nation wasn't allowed to happen. There's the money shot. Babylon Bee, Trump indicted for inciting an assassination attempt. So it would seem that you have to come to the conclusion that it's not possible for Secret Service to fuck up that bad. But we'll see. And then, oh yeah, I did include this. Here's the woman in the black hat that I was describing, and watch her behavior.
Watch this shit, dude. Watch. Watch. She sits down. Yep. Watch this. If you puts the sign up. Something that said, take a look at what happened.
Shots go off.
She's completely normal. And then watch.
And then she's got her.
What the fuck? What the fuck? People are freaking out.
And she's filming.
And she's just like right there. She's not even freaking the fuck. Watch this shit, dude. Watch.
Yep.
Watch. She sits down.
And those were some of the updates that I included for public consideration. Joe. Oh, welcome back, Chris. Chris, why don't you jump in since you're here?
Sorry. You caught me off guard there, Carl. I'm trying to unmute this damn and a cracked screen. It takes forever. Yeah, you know, I think about this. Think about the Cambridge Analytica giving Trump the campaign metrics to defeat Hillary in 2016. Think about the Q LARP, the ZIOP, the military operation. Think about all the supposed alternative media leaders in their control opposition, like Alex Jones or the like, Joe Rogan's. You know, they're revealing, you know, 80% truths and 20% half truths. And I think a big part of this is to radicalize both sides. One side will basically become callous and ignore all criticism, and the other side will become hypercritical and clearly outraged by the content and the nature of the claims being assessed against the opponents. And a lot of this will turn into a political partisan issue. And in most cases, I think that, you know, there's a strong argument that Trump could be involved with Epstein Island and with all the shit that he's supposedly fighting against. You know, think about the dialogue in the control dialogue of the whole Democrat versus Republican Trump thing. They go after Trump for Steele memos, Skripal, Stormy Daniels. They don't go after him for being thrice bankrupted and refinanced by Rothschild proxies. They don't go after him for almost being whacked by the Italian mafia in the early 80s. They don't go after him for all the HUD money he scammed from C. Dillon Reed through his real estate companies. They don't go after him for any of the bullshit. You know, they don't go after him for Roy Cohn being his mentor. And he was one of the most diabolical undermining people of the Red Scare, Lavender Scare onto the Cold War. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that they could completely give Donald Trump a pass in the gentleman's agreement dialogue. And I think it's part of the script. And this is why I say it. You know, they zoom in on the molehills and ignore the fucking mountains.
Yep. Thank you. Joe, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, Candace mentioned something that she didn't really understand, how important it is that that little piece of evidence proves this was not a lone gunman. The ladder to the roof. I've worked on 100, maybe 200 metal buildings in the last 60 years. You do not put a roof-mounted equipment and roof ladders on a single-story warehouse-type building because they don't design the frames for them and they don't have curbs to mount them, and it's just ridiculous. On the few cases where you do have roof-mounted equipment that requires service, you would have to have a fixed ladder, and you do that on normal buildings that are two or three stories tall that have a conventional roof framing, but you don't do it on a metal building. And I've seen aerial photos that show there's a canopy connecting this one-story building to the adjoining two- or three-story tall building. The ladder was leaned up against that covered canopy, and it had to have been at least a 12-foot ladder. So this little punk didn't show up 2 days later and set the ladder up, and he didn't show up that morning and set the ladder up. So who set the ladder up so this little punk could scale it and climb up there and be on top of the roof? The roof has no roof-mounted equipment. So bottom line is, where was the Secret Service on that little particular detail? Oh, well, let's get into who's in charge of the Secret Service. That would be our current Schutzstaffel puppet, which proves that our SS is better than the German SS, Kimberly Cleedy. She joined the Secret Service in 1995. She was in charge of BP FJB security team during the Obama administration. When Trump took office, she didn't have a position anymore, so she went over to become head of security at PepsiCo so she could guard America against bad Cheetos. And then when she was reappointed in 2021, right after FJB took office, and she immediately said she was going to increase the DEI and the security services, and she was going to make sure it was 30%.
Oh, and there goes Joe. We lost him from his driveway. All right. Oh, there he is. Joe, you back, brother?
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still here. Joe's not quite back yet.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, let's go on to closing statement.
First they came for me, then they came for Joe. This is some crazy show, Carl. I'll just say that sometimes stranger than fiction, and maybe there's, you know, the certain, I guess, things that are absolute in terms of conclusions being thrown around. And I'm sure it's more of a gray area than maybe even what I might say as far as I'll say it's a staged false flag shooting. I think there's probably gray areas. Maybe there was a guy that tried to take a shot at him. Maybe they wanted to, you know, wing a couple people in the background to make it look real, like 9/11 and stuff. You know, they had to kill a few thousand people, or, you know, at least a few. I don't know. You hear in the face of limbic reaction, you hear all kinds of absurdities and all kinds of Stockholm syndrome. I'm sure the Orange Crush cult is going to double down on their blood oath, just like the Biden, whatever you call that, liberal group. So, this is an extremely polarizing event. Reminds me of like when Wallace was shot in the zoo.
Thank you, Chris. Joe, are you back?
Think about Reagan.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, are you there, brother?
I hope. I don't know. I'm fading in and out. Yeah, the problem is that the head of the Schutzstaffel of the United States, our Secret Service, is better than the German SS. But currently, the woman in charge is Kimberly Cheadle. She had joined in 1995. She was in charge of the FJB security detail during his vice presidency. When Trump took office, she was forced out. She went to PepsiCo and was in charge of protecting America from bad Cheetos. And then when FJB took office, she was reappointed to be head of the SS in the United States. And she said she was going to force DEI and make sure that 30% of all the Secret Service agents were women. And at the rally, there was little girls standing around Trump that weren't possibly able to protect his body. And one of them bent over, and so I said, what's she bending over for? And I said, she's protecting the POTUS penis.
Yeah, to allow his face to pop up in a active shooting, that's against their protocol. But it did give the great the money shot picture. So it is extraordinary that we did have that. All right, final thoughts for me. I don't have anything other than just to pay attention to what breaks forward. This has the, in terms of the exposure of a false flag event, I would conclude that this is the fastest response from the digital soldiers in order to document that this was a potentially an empire-ending event. Because then that opens up the potential of people bringing out the JFK, RFK, MLK, and hundreds of others of evidence. And then, of course, you have the RFK 2, who has been denied Secret Service protection. So all of this is still brewing. Nothing has broken yet. And yet we have, of course, progress that is worthy of paying attention to, worthy of the title of the show of News That You Need to Know. All right, gentlemen, anything else for closing statements?
I wanted to mention that the movie that I did see since 2000 was Sound of Freedom with Jim Cavalas, and that was produced, I believe, by Disney Pictures, shelved for years until finally Angel Productions bought the rights to put it out. And then turns out that the true story is 50% fake, and the guy that it was the hero, Tim Ballard, is less than heroic. So that's why I didn't spend a whole lot of time memorizing details on that particular piece of Hollywood tribe. But anyhow, bottom line is there was something else that I think it was sent to me by Jim. It was a Epic Times interview with Emily Kaplan, and she's created a site called Broken Science Initiative. She's a journalist degree, and she the title of the interview is Scientific Research Doesn't Hold Up. And she goes into mainly medical research, but it applies across the board to absolutely.
Ooh, it applies to medical research. And then we lost Joe. Joe, are you back? Let's go on to Chris.
Wow, it feels good to not be the one getting dropped. I don't know. Joe must have pissed somebody off. yeah, I must have been appeasing the computer pretty well with my comments. Going on with the script as expected. And I'm just fucking joking. I hope people understand that. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, Carl, that's steering people into this chaos. And I'm really glad that we're here to help maybe people get a different perspective of things. Maybe it's a little bit of a calloused one, but it is one that comes from a lot of experience of knowing who we're up against and what we're really fighting against. And I guess it's good to see people finally coming around after years of being completely dismissed as a conspiracy theorist or whatever. You know, with a pretty goddamn good track record, I must say, Carl. You know, I mean, a lot of the things that I said are conspiracy theory or say that we're going to happen. And people freak the fuck out when they do. If you remember, I called COVID out in 2017. I was telling everybody what they're going to do with the vax, the whole fucking thing. And they took all my videos down, Carl. I mean, 1,000, 1,200 videos sitting there for an hour every goddamn day talking about this for 3 years. And, you know, I'm glad that people were listening. I'm glad that it didn't fall on deaf ears. I'm glad that people, you know, at least started to think for themselves and look at this with another scope. And you know, by doing so, they're seeing through this whole script, this whole kabuki theater, this controlled opposition narrative, and they're nailing them before they can even start the bullshit. So I'm glad to see that that's out there. And I really hope that people still maintain this sense of clarity and avoid the limbic reaction, because that is primarily what they're trying to provoke in people, because they understand that it is a reaction. It's something that's not done with logic. It's done out of reflex. And violence is a conditioned reflex that is part of this Zionist programming going back thousands of years. And to break that programming, you know, you're really going to have to revisit many of your beliefs and many of your formal procedures and rituals. Think about the Jesus Incorporated Industrial Three Religions and how they have to pretty much rewrite the script. And think about how many people are falling back into the narrative of that now. In the face of politics being exposed for what it is and what's going on with the occult. So I really think that, you know, it's good for people to find God. Maybe it's right for people to find religion for what it really is. And it's a control mechanism. It is a golem enterprise provided by the Zionists. And think about how it makes you a better victim while it also inverts you into some sort of a summoner or conjurer of demonic energy. Think of the cannibalism ritual. Think about, you know, confession or circumcision or Passover, as we talk about. A lot of these different things, people don't understand what the origins of these things are and where they come from, even from monotheism to out of polytheism. So, you know, the same scribes, the same temple priests, the same moneyers are running the same legal gambit. And they're trying to do it now. And I really hope that this time humanity's awake and puts an end to this, because it needs to stop with our generation. Sorry to go on for so long, but this is really important to me.
Oh, it is. It does need to stop. This is Amarev 2, World War 3. Our lives are at risk. The stakes are paradoxically as important as they can be. And we, you know, you engage in this for decades and you're going to get a kind of a twisted perspective. Hey, Joe, you're back. When you left, I said where you now I don't remember where it is that you left. Do you remember, Chris? Joe, are you there?
No, I don't. Sorry. I went full Biden.
Joe, anything else, brother, that you want to conclude with? Nope. Well, you will have a better connection on Wednesday, and we will be back on Wednesday with more of the news that you need to know.